Every year, on December 25th, Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas. For most of Christian history, Christmas has been one of the greatest holidays, a sacred celebration rooted in the liturgy, the sacraments, and the Incarnation. But in modern America, Christmas has been reshaped, reimagined, and in many ways hollowed out. Today, many see it as a generic Christian tradition or even just a cultural winter holiday. But the truth is far older and far more Catholic than most people realize. Christmas is historically a Catholic holy day, and the Protestant celebration of Christmas in the United States is surprisingly modern. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are XL Chop, Dan Kritschke, and Someone. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. At its heart, Christmas is a major feast day in the Catholic and Orthodox churches, a holy day of obligation where the faithful go to Mass and celebrate the feast of the Nativity. This is where the very name Christmas comes from. It's the Christ Mass. By the early 300s, Christians in Rome were already celebrating the Nativity on December 25th, but it became official and universal when Pope Julius I, around 350 AD, formally declared December 25th as the Feast of the Nativity of Christ. This fixed the date within the Universal Church, united the Christian world, and established the celebration for all of Christendom. So, from the very beginning, Christmas has been a Catholic decision, a Catholic feast, and celebrated through the Catholic Mass. Christmas was not a cultural holiday, it was first and foremost a Catholic holy day. Now here's the part most people, especially Americans, never learned. For centuries, many Protestants rejected Christmas entirely. The early Calvinists banned it in Scotland, the English Puritans outlawed it, and in colonial New England, celebrating Christmas was literally a punishable offense. In England, King Charles I agreed to a request from the Puritan-dominated Parliament to make Christmas a period of fasting and spiritual reflection rather than a celebration in 1642. And in 1657, they made it illegal to close businesses on Christmas or attend or hold a Christmas worship service. Puritan pastors called it papist superstition. They rejected feast days, the liturgical calendar, the sacraments, and anything that resembled Catholicism. After Oliver Cromwell, a staunch Puritan, ordered the execution of King Charles I and became Lord Protector in 1653, he upheld the ban on Christmas, despite its unpopularity. But when the monarchy was restored in 1660, so was Christmas. Some Puritans, unhappy with the Church of England, immigrated to the New World and settled in Massachusetts, where celebrating Christmas became a punishable offense in 1659. By 1681, colonial revelers could no longer be fined, but were charged with disrupting the peace if caught celebrating Christmas in public. So as you can see, it's mainly Calvinists like the Puritans who had a beef with Christmas. The same Puritans honored in the very American holiday preceding Christmas, Thanksgiving. And keep in mind, just about every American-spawned evangelical Christian group has their roots in these Calvinist Puritans. Their influence on American culture cannot be understated. But why? Why did these Protestants object to celebrating the birth of our Lord so much? Because they understood, correctly, that Christmas was a thoroughly Catholic holiday. So how did the United States go from banning Christmas to embracing it? The answer is simple: Catholic immigrants. In the 1800s, millions of Irish, German, and later Italian Catholics arrived in America. And they brought with them the full richness of Catholic Christmas, Midnight Mass, nativity scenes popularized by St. Francis of Assisi, Advent wreaths, sacred carols rooted in the liturgy, the octave and the 12 days of Christmas, feasts, processions, and community celebrations. But once Protestants accepted Christmas, something else happened. American Protestants reshaped it, forming a new, sentimental, family-centered holiday, beautiful in many ways, but largely stripped of its liturgical roots. This new American Christmas emphasized nostalgia, family gatherings, gift exchange, winter aesthetics, lights, and decorations. They kept Santa Claus, but ignored the fact that he is based on a real person, St. Nicholas, a Catholic saint. These are all charming traditions, but far from the ancient feast. The original Catholic Christmas centered on the liturgy, the incarnation, the mass at dawn and midnight, feasts that last for days, a theological season, not a single event. The American version condensed Christmas into one emotional day, stripped of its depth and rhythm. What most Americans call the Christmas season is actually Advent, and the Christmas season ends on Christmas Day in the American version. But in reality, Christmas is not one day. It's an entire season that begins on Christmas Day. In the true celebration of Christmas, the vigil sanctifies the night. Midnight Mass celebrates God's entering time. Christmas Day begins 8 days of solemn feasting. The 12 days carries the mystery to the Feast of the Epiphany. Protestants know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, but are confused about what it means. Because when the Protestant world broke from Rome, much of this was simply erased. And when secular America built its own version of Christmas, even more was lost. The result is a celebration that is charming but shallow, beautiful but fragile, warm but missing its heart, and is quickly becoming a commercial secular holiday. Modern people feel the loss. We sense that Christmas is meant to be deeper, more sacred, more awe-inspiring, and we are right. Christmas is not generic. It's not modern, it's not Protestant, and it's certainly not secular. Christmas is a Catholic feast, officially set by the Catholic Church in the 4th century, rooted in the Mass, carried by the saints, preserved through the ages, and revived in America by Catholic immigrants. The American Protestant version came later, but the ancient feast remains. And if we want to restore the heart of Christmas, we must return to the world that gave it meaning. We must return to the Church that gave it to us. We must return to Christendom. Until my next video, God bless. Thank you.